The Wisconsin Ag Department says five ethanol plants are operating in the state. One or two may start up soon, and at least six more are on the drawing board. Across the nation, the USDA estimates nearly 200 ethanol plants are in production, being expanded, or being built. Federal officials say those plants will require 60 million tons of corn by the end of next year. But an environmental think tank, the Earth Policy Institute, says the plant's actual need for corn will be more than twice that much. Institute President Lester Brown says the surging demand for grain will drive up food prices, and not just for cornflakes.
In a sense, our refrigerators are stuffed with corn that's been converted into livestock products of one sort or another. So what happens to corn prices will very much affect prices at the supermarket checkout counter.
Brown says he'd like to see a moratorium on licensing new ethanol plants. But Wisconsin Ag Department Policy Director Gary Radloff says so far ethanol production has not raised food prices.
Specifically to the price of food products, whether they be, you know, corn, cereals, breads, other grain products, an estimated 90% of that goes from the processing cost, the packaging cost, the distribution cost. It isn't really driven by the commodity price.
However, Radloff agrees with the report's contention that the U.S. should boost the use of cellulosic ethanol, which uses energy sources like switchgrass or other biomass material. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.